When police and correction officers are hired in Washington State, they go to the Police Academy, the Criminal Justice Training Commission in Burien. 5 years ago, the academy was much emptier. Now those classrooms are bursting at the seams. There's a hiring boom as police departments expand and baby boomers retire. As KUOW's Amy Radel explains, trainers are trying to shape that new generation.
In this classroom for new police recruits, trainer Mark Best is standing in front of a slide labeled The Road to Respect. He tells them, when possible, take the time to explain to people why you've pulled them over.
And you will be amazed at how much more people will appreciate it.
Each class of 30 recruits at the State Police Academy includes men and women in dozens of different uniforms. They're wearing the insignia for the police or sheriff's department that hired them and sent them here for training.
Treat people like you would want you to be treated.
In the depths of the recession in 2008, there were just one to two classes at the academy at a time. Police departments weren't hiring. Now, training instructor Russ Hicks says that trend has completely reversed.
We started slowly getting back up to three, maybe four classes in 2012, and then we saw a huge spike.
Now there are up to 10 classes going at a time. These recruits are entering the profession as it comes under intense scrutiny nationwide. Hicks says even before the protests in Ferguson, Missouri, the academy had reshaped its curriculum to focus on constitutional policing and the connection to communities being served.
And if we can stay focused on that, we won't have people viewing themselves as better, officers feeling that they're elite, that they're better than other people. We won't have officers being afraid. We won't have officers really going off the rails and not treating people with respect.
Academy Director Sue Rahr arrived in 2012 after serving as King County Sheriff. Her curriculum describes police as the guardians of democracy. She says in recent decades, there's been too much emphasis on police as warriors coming into communities from the outside. But Rahr says politicians share the blame for that.
It didn't happen in a vacuum. It had tons of support from political leaders over the last three decades because it's very popular to talk about tough on crime policies.
Many police recruits have military experience. Rahr says she once assumed that veterans might bring that military mindset to policing. But she says one recruit made clear to her that's not the case.
He goes, I'm a police officer because I'm done being a soldier. I want to be a guardian, not a warrior. So that was a real eye-opener for me. I think people, as I did, misjudge and stereotype military veterans. And again, I have found them to be some of our very best recruits.
Rahr has had a big platform for her ideas. This year, she was named to President Obama's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. Creating a guardian mindset was the group's first recommendation. But as she recently told a class at the academy, there's a lot of pushback in law enforcement.
Right now, there's a lot of resistance because they don't know what it is. If you look at our Facebook page, I just want to stab myself in the eyes.
These comments run the gamut. Some say being a guardian is what good officers have done all along. Others say Rahr's kinder, gentler approach could get cops hurt or killed. In the academy's classrooms, recruits seem energized by these debates over the nature of policing. They eagerly discuss various scenarios and whether officers did the right thing. Willie Jacobs is in training to join the King County Sheriff's Department. He believes his class can maintain high ideals once the academy ends.
I truly believe that, and the reason being we have a new generation. King County and Seattle, I know specifically, are hiring a lot of people. And even within my class, you can see just the shift in the ideas that we have. We're very specific on constitutional rights here.
These ideals are next put to the test in a room set up to look like a neighborhood bar. In this exercise, Jacobs and his partner are dispatched to cope with a drunk, belligerent patron and warned that things may get ugly.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon, I'm Deputy Jacobs with the King County Sheriff's Office. This is my partner right here.
The patron, a training officer in a padded suit, argues with them but puts up no physical resistance. The arrest goes smoothly. Trainer Russ Hicks says going into a bar like that is a bit of a performance.
Remember, if there was a bar full of people in there, they're all watching you, and here's what they want, though. Think of you're sitting there with your family watching. You see two cool cops come in, totally respectful to this guy, and then they brought him out. I've done this hundreds of times. People will clap.
Yeah.
If the cops are rude, Hicks says, the crowd may take the other guy's side, even throwing bottles. The other thing Hicks reminds them to prepare for is ubiquitous cell phone videos.
Everyone's doing it like this. Shoot, here comes the cops. And now, with everyone has phones, they're like this, they're just for fun, just in case something's good on there.
He says ruefully, you don't end up on YouTube for the good stuff, but that's okay. For now, these young recruits are beaming at the praise. They've surmounted one more hurdle on the long road to becoming police officers. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.